Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos with Sister Amen.
And we hope you're all doing well.
Yeah, we do. We hope you're all doing well. We are here for our daily edification. Did we have a blessed day, Sister Amen?
We did. Yeah, it was a busy, blessed day.
We woke up. It was beautiful. And first thing this morning, you walked in a parking lot where we were, and what did you do?
Oh, I took pictures of...
I'm giving her some hints.
Yeah, I don't know what those trees are. I'm trying to think about what do you think those trees are?
I think they're like cherry blossoms.
Okay, yeah, because I was sitting here trying to think of how to describe them.
They're your favorite tree.
Yeah, they're just phenomenal. It's like the whole entire tree is covered with flowers, like a big snow tree.
Yeah, it looks like it's covered with snow. And then when they start fading, it's like snows.
When the wind blows, yeah, the little petals, there's probably 6 or 8 petals on each flower, and it just kind of, it looks like
snow.
Beautiful.
Did you take a picture or anything today?
Yesterday and today.
Yeah. So that was beautiful. So, and we got ready because, so you had that nice peaceful time in the parking lot. We got ready because then we went and we preached outside a Church of Christ. I don't know if you know anything about Church of Christ. They claim to be the original body of Christ. They're the ones that don't use a cappella music in their building. We would agree with that. Although most all of them use all their worldly music outside of the church. Go figure. They have a false gospel. They believe that water baptism regenerates you and it's efficacious. It means it has something to do with your salvation, and that's just not true. So we went and we preached outside there, and how did that go, Sister Amen?
Like it normally does.
Yeah. Well, first...
It wasn't like... They weren't like really angry or anything.
I'll give them credit. They didn't call police on us.
No.
The police didn't show up.
No, actually, a couple of them drove by doing something else and... Didn't care.
But we stood out. We got our post up. We went to the marketplace and got our post up after that. You can check it out. It'll be linked at the top of the edification page. A couple of their deacons came out and invited me to Bible study. And I said, I don't Bible study with false teachers. And he said, well, how else are you going to tell people the truth? And I said, I Bible study with seekers. I said, let's do a Bible study here. And I asked them some questions about their water baptism. They couldn't answer it. I asked them why... where in the Bible Sunday is the Lord's Day, they couldn't answer it. And so it was the typical man-made religion and the truth knocking heads, as you say, spiritually.
Yeah, amen. I wanted to throw this in there about the hair. They say hair is the covering, but there was women, it can't be long hair because there was a whole bunch of short-haired, really, really short-haired women in there. So they don't even stand on what they say. If they say it's long hair, they don't even stand on
well,
that.
I asked the deacon.
Short hair. Yeah,
I said, hey, the women are coming out. I said, after we went over the gospel and we went over they're involved in politics and they're worldly and their Lord's Day, all that lies. I said, the women come out, they're not head covered. He said, well, their hair is their covering. And I said, but you're supposed to be uncovered. Why don't you shave your head? And he just kind of looked at me.
Yeah,
he didn't have much of an answer.
He had short hair, and
So we got that testing up, and it was a good preach. I wouldn't say we had any good conversations, but there were some young people listening. One man and a young man walked up, and Brother Kuo talked to him. They were just driving by, and they saw us. They were from Calvary Church. Yeah. They drove by, and he talked to them.
We had a lot of people honking and waving at us.
Yeah, we were flying signs on the road and then standing out for them. And they can't give an answer in God's Word. It's what it comes down to. And so the testing is sent to them. They can refute it. One thing I wanted to talk about, we'll get to that, is hidden darkness. We'll get to that in a minute. So yeah, we did that Church of Christ preach. We went, worked online, and got that post up. That always takes quite a bit of time. Why do we do it? So it's on the internet now. That Church of Christ is marked. The Church of Christ denomination is marked. And when people search it, they can find the truth. And then we went for a witness walk through a park, didn't we, Sister Amen?
I love it, yeah.
How did that go?
It was interesting because a man saw us drive in with the van. Brother Kuo was already there and he had a sign. And we met up with him and we were walking through and he's like, hey, is that your rig up there? And you giving out gospel cards? And Brother Tupo started witnessing to him and he was listening, kind of like carrying on with the conversation. We'll have it on a post one of these days coming up. And then it's like he snapped and he got really angry about, I don't know how much you want to say.
Yeah, he was standing with a bat in his hand and
it was a baseball field.
Baseball bat. And he's standing there and he got all fleshly. He was upset because he asked me, what did Caleb do in the Bible? He interrupted the gospel, and I started telling him about Caleb. It was one of the two men that got to go in the Holy Land. And then he's like, well, you gotta tell me more about Caleb. And he just like a switch flipped in him. He went from light to darkness and flesh.
Yeah.
And he told us, you basically don't even know anything about the Bible. I'm going to go play baseball. And I said, go play baseball. And you'll listen to the audio when it comes up one of these days. It was interesting. He went from light to darkness. There was another man, another situation of light to darkness. Remember that. That's going to be our theme. Hidden wickedness. He walked by and I asked him, he was walking with his young boy. They were going to play baseball. I said, sir, do you know the gospel? Yes, sir, I do, he said. And he walked by and he stuck his hand out to shake my hand. I don't shake everybody's hand. Why? Because I don't know these people. I don't want to unite to false teachers. A handshake means unity to me. To them, it means nothing. Have you noticed that, Sister Amin? A handshake is just nothing to them. To me, it has a sense of, I'm not at odds with you. We have some peace or unity in a certain sense, especially when you're witnessing.
Yeah, it's like they kind of want a piece of yours.
Yeah, it's kind of like the right hand of fellowship. And I wouldn't shake his hand. I just said, well, sir, let's talk about the gospel. And he said, well, I got to go play baseball. And I said, is that more important than the gospel? And he said, right now it is. I got to go be with my son. That pretty much answered that.
Mm-hmm.
So he walked off and we walked around. And then what did we do?
Yeah, there was a basketball court with a bunch of youth there, probably late teens, maybe early 20s, something like that. And Brother Tupos witnessed to them.
Walked up to the fence. They were playing basketball. I asked them, do they know how to find eternal life? And one young man came up to the fence, and I talked to him for about 5 minutes. Talked about the Muslim faith, talked about the truth, talked about the proof of the Bible. He actually listened, and he wasn't a mocker. And I sent him, I left him by saying, figure out who Jesus is, and you'll find eternal life if you're willing to obey him. And we turned around and we walked back, and that was pretty much the brunt of our day. Well, of course, then we came to a big store, and you walked around, I walked around, handed out gospel cards, put some out. So another full day in the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. And today we want to talk about, I mentioned a topic. Let's talk about hidden wickedness and hiding in darkness. Yeah, we see this all the time in street ministry. We saw it today. We get a lot of this. Ready? People walk up to us real nice. Can I ask you a question? They act all nice, and then their fangs come out later, hidden darkness. Or, well, I'm not coming to argue, but can we talk about this? And then darkness comes out. Or they'll say this. Ready? They say this all the time, Sister Amin. Well, so what's wrong with the churches?
Yeah, they show up with a nice, smooth demeanor, especially women can do it. Really.
Like as if
like
they're
venom
real.
Behind it. But like, hi, I was wondering if maybe you could just share why you're here.
Like and as if they're truth seekers.
Yeah, then they have they'll have a nice, soft demeanor of pushing back and trying to get their way and sliding in heresies. And you can clearly see what they're doing.
Yeah, so the basic.
Then like Brother Tupos said, the fangs come out.
Yeah, basically the theme of this is they come with wrapped in light and then their darkness. So it's like hidden darkness, hidden wickedness.
Yep.
And it reminds me of Satan in the garden.
Yeah.
You have a verse to read to your sisters about Satan in the garden?
I do. Genesis 3:1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree in the garden?
Yeah. Satan, master deceiver, master twister, comes pretending to bring her light, and then he brings her deception. So it's hidden wickedness. I saw it today. The church deacon comes out all nice, and he's like, how are you today? And I said, it's an awesome day to proclaim Jesus. I want to invite you to Bible study. And I said, why would I Bible study with you, sir? I said, I don't Bible study with false teachers. Well, how are you going to give us light? I said, let's talk about some truth. And I asked him some Bible questions. He just turned around and walked away. Sister Amin, did we get an email yet from him to talk about Bible truth?
Not yet.
No, we haven't got an email yet. So he comes like a snake pretending they want Bible truth. They got a brand new fancy bus and it says Bible study on the side of it. But yet they walk in worldliness, false gospels, sin, and darkness. After 100 years of being a church. They're not seeking truth.
No, they're not.
Yeah. So we saw it at the Church of Christ today. Where else do we see it, Sister Amin?
Well, I have scriptures.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm just saying, like, an everyday life, an experience. You said it. Women come up to you and they ask you questions.
Yeah.
What do they say?
Well, like I just said, you know, they'll just say, hi, can I ask you some questions? And do you think maybe there's a better way to do it? And
Or they'll talk about certain topics.
Yeah, they'll zero in on a topic and try to defend their view on it.
They try to pretend like they're truth seekers is what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead, read your scriptures for us.
Luke 22:47-48. And while he yet spake, behold, a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? So he hid his deception behind a kiss.
Yeah. Yeah, the Bible talks about 2 Timothy 3:1. 2 Timothy 3:1 and verse 5. Know this also, in the last days perilous times will come. People will be having the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. So we see it at the churchianity places. We saw it at the Church of Christ today. We saw it at the Baptist Jubilee revival that we went to. They're all carrying their Bibles. They're all smiley. Call the police on us. And all they do is lie and walk in their wickedness. Mm-hmm. They're like snakes all coiled up. Look all pretty. Put your hand by them and they'll bite you with their poison.
Yeah, that's a good example because that was filled with it there, yeah. Wasn't it?
It's like the Jehovah's Witnesses. They stand there all nice, real quiet, smiling,
yeah.
Waving, ready to just scoop you up into their false Jesus, false gospel cult.
Right, those are good examples.
You got any other scriptures?
Yeah, I got like three more. Matthew 2:7-8. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also.
Yeah.
That was a lie.
Yeah, yeah, hidden darkness, pretending to be light. This happens a lot when we go to churches. Modern pastors, the deacons, or whoever, the pastor of the coffee bar, yeah, they have those. They come out and they bring us water and cookies sometimes, but they're actually snakes and vipers. They don't have love of the truth. They don't want light. They just want to deceive and make themselves look like they want light. But these men are actually deceivers. 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. And no marvel, for Satan himself transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. That's these modern pastors that tell people itchy-eared stuff. They say, we're holy, we're godly, while they know they live worldly and sinful and carnal. Light and then hidden darkness right behind it.
Right.
Any other verses?
I got two more, but I have an example.
Yeah.
Sometimes women email.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about before.
Yeah, I lost my train of thought on
yep.
that. They'll email and they'll be like, well, I have some questions on this and that. Or they'll say, you know, I do a few of these things to try to, like, make a connection with holiness and godliness and obedience. And then they'll say, and I don't know what to do about gospel cards. Can I send one out kind of like yours? Can I use yours? And it's like they're trying to disguise it, when all of a sudden when you try to get to understand them and what they're getting at and know these people and know that they don't have the full truth and they're not walking in it,
yeah.
Then they get angry because yep. what they want to do is, they want to do some kind of a ministry, but they don't want to get their life in order. So it makes them look like they have the goodness on the outside, but on the inside, they're not willing to obey.
Yeah, that's a good point. I get a lot of men that want to, like, connect loosely with us so they can say they know some holy people in ministry that do street preaching and yeah. have a big website, but they don't really want to unite fully. And by the way, we don't unite fully in long distance, but we've given that practice up. We focus on face-to-face fellowship and street ministry in our online work, but they don't want to go and clean their lives up and become Noahs in their own town.
Right.
They just want to kind of touch the holy people, and that is also like hidden darkness because they're hiding parts of their life. Autonomy. They want to keep parts of their life for themselves, but I want to look godly and holy in like an outside wrapper.
Yeah.
Like the Pharisees.
Now that you say that, a lot of people, what do they say? A common phrase so they can hide their iniquity. We can agree to disagree.
Right.
And
or
they try to find that balance between you.
Or when we meet people in the streets, or they reach out to us online and we start going over sound doctrine because the gospel is there. Jesus said, preach the gospel. He said, make disciples. We talk about making, what's a disciple? Teaching them to obey everything he's commanded. When we get to the place where we start talking about sound doctrine, how often do we hear this? Well, I love Jesus, and I've been a believer for 20 years, but I'm not where you are. That just means I love my sin in the darkness. I pretend like I have light, mm-hmm. but I still love sin. Instead of saying, where's the sin in darkness? I want to get it out. They go, well, I'm not where you are. And when you try to help them, their fangs come out. And you see the snake at work.
The form of God. Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to say was watch out for people that have come out of the world and churchianity that you think are brethren. They may be those workers of the wicked one.
Oh, yeah.
Paul warned about false brethren in Galatians 2, verse 4, and that because false brethren unawares brought in. Watch out for false brethren. People that look good on the outside, they're carrying light. They might cover their heads. They might dress biblical. They've come out of the church. They've come out of the world. They might even have sound doctrine. But guess what? We know people like that. They get caught in their own sin, and their fangs come out, and they start lying, and they start attacking, and they start throwing confusion, and they walk into the darkness so that through John 3, 19 through 21,
yeah.
the light comes and they run in the darkness because the light reproves them.
Right.
So watch out, even those that you think might be true brothers and sisters, unless they have a long proven track record.
Yeah.
And even then, people can be careful. False for a long time, especially long distance.
Yeah.
We've learned that.
I have two.
Yeah, go for it.
Well, here's one, the Proverbs 7 harlot. Verse 21, with her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him.
Yep.
And that's something we hear on the street, male or female. Sometimes they'll come up and flatter us.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you for everything you do. That's awesome.
And Lord bless you.
Yeah, and then when they, and they might come up meaning it, but then when you dig a little deeper and try to help them, then they covered up a bunch of sin within them that we just try to help them purge and get into the light. Yeah.
It's like that false fellowship we talk about all the time, fellowship idolatry. Everybody wants fellowship, so they compromise to have it, and it's like a false light. Oh, we love Jesus, and we have fellowship, and then you go, do you obey him and walk in holiness? Well, you're legalist, so we don't want to talk about that. Mm-hmm. So it's like a false light that still is wrapped in wickedness.
I got one more.
Uh-huh.
2 Peter 2:1. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, so they're sneaking on the inside.
Yeah, so watch out for that hidden light, or excuse me, that hidden darkness that can often dwell around the light or in people that claim light. We have to be wise. We have to watch out for it. It's all over this kingdom of Satan around us. And Satan and his types are deceivers. Look at this. Jesus, the Lion of Judah, Revelation 5:5. And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. I love that. The Lion of Judah. Yeah. Guess who else can be like a lion? Satan, the roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour. 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, be vigilant, Be sober and be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Watch out. You can have a type of lion that is the true son of the living God, and then you can have a lion roaring around with his ministers of righteousness looking to devour and destroy.
Yeah.
That's that light and that darkness we're talking about.
Angels of light with darkness within them, yeah.
Any other thoughts on this, Sister Emma?
Yeah, just that we have to be very careful. Be wise as serpents.
Yep, Matthew
10. Gentle as doves.
Yeah. I have one last verse on this. Walk. I would encourage you to walk circumspect. Go look up what that word means. Ephesians 5, 14 and 15. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Mm-hmm. How do you avoid darkness? Walk in the light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. You just said it. Be wise as serpents. So we hope that edified you. Telling you a little bit about our day. Go and check out that preach that we put up. Brother Ku and I each added a study and a teaching in the Ecclesia page. And make sure that you're avoiding and watching out for those workers that come, whether they're claiming to be set apart believers or they're really in churchianity or people in the world. They come with false light, but the truth of God, the word of God, the sword, always will help you rightly divide for the truth.
Amen.
Yeah. All right. Love y'all. Go forth, walk in the light, as Christ is in the light.
Yeah, I love that.
Till next time, we're down the road tomorrow. We got to hit another town and be moving on down the road if the Lord gives it to us.
Right.
We love you all. Strive for the kingdom.
May God be praised.